This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We got a lot of stuff happening. Coming up, I'll be on Outnumbered next week. On this day, in fact. So make sure you check it out. Tweet it out. Let people know. I don't know what the topics are. I don't know until I get there about an hour in advance. So the girls have had them for a while, but not the one lucky guy. Anyway, New York's coming up. Got a lot of things happening up there I'm very excited about. And a lot of things happening, quite frankly, just in life that are exciting. I feel growth. I hope you're in tune enough with yourself that you feel growth. It's funny, you know, we can recognize it in others. We see it in our children. I watched my little boy. I told you guys he won his tournament. They ended their season 13-0. By the way, the coach's first undefeated baseball season. Been coaching baseball for 20 years. First undefeated team he's ever coached. A bunch of little 10-year-olds. And he says he had one undefeated basketball team. I didn't even bother to ask what age group. But he's been coaching. He's got one daughter, three sons. And, you know, just an athletic family. And this is the first team he's had undefeated. It was just so fun. And I got to tell you, the parents, the camaraderie there was second to none. I mean, anybody made a beer run, it was like, you going to the contest stand? Yeah, hey, you pick up a couple extra beers. I got them, no problem. And we did that all season. Nobody ever complained. It was truly magical. And you know what's really interesting about it? You guys have heard me talk about this. It is a true, crazy situation. So I'll give you an example. You got a Panamanian married to a very liberal white woman, and you've got a gay couple, Kathleen and her partner, who've adopted two Guatemalan kids. One of the boys plays, ball with my kid. And you've got a lady who adopted two other kids, a white lady, very overweight, flaming liberal, the coach, who is absolute staunch conservative, a couple who are co-parenting, but they're divorced. But they're really, good with their son but very different parenting styles and watching those. I mean, there's practically every dynamic you can imagine in this circle of friends. And I got to tell you, one of the closest-knit group of parents, we joke about each other's politics. We joke about each other's names. And we joke about where you go on vacation and what you would do. I mean, it is truly a sitcom that could have been written, and kind of a melodrama. And I'll use an example. The guy who's Panamanian came over legally, runs his own business. His wife works for the government, and she's a flaming lib. Nice lady. They have two children. The son plays with my son on the team. The daughter is older. She's a swimmer. And we learned in the last episode of Kevin's baseball team with his son that this particular gentleman developed cancer. And I got to tell you, we were all devastated. You know, we're concerned. His wife's very introverted. Well, you know, we're very, you know, like, how's he doing? You know, what is there anything we can do? And I mean, you got to just see this thing to believe it. And so it's the last year this team's going to play together this way for a variety of reasons. My son's not going to play anymore. We're leaving, moving and everything. And it was sad. People are, and by the way, they know me as the staunch conservative, Kevin Jackson's, on Fox and all this. And these people are tearing up. I'm just telling you, you have an impact on, and by the way, it's probably split between, conservatives and liberals or whatever. Probably, I'd not say more conservatives, to be honest with you. Most people don't really talk too much about it, but they're very sad. It was emotional for them to watch, that this would be the last time. Bye, see, tell my son bye and hugs going all around and stuff. It was, but that's the way life is. And, And it's funny when you talk about this stuff openly. By the way, different religions and this, some people not go to church. You name it. I mean, with probably the only exception was there weren't any Muslims, at least that I know of. But we talked about everything. We joked about everything. And that's the way it should be in America. And, you know, that's gone. And I think it's going to be this moment that these people reflect back on, including myself, many times throughout our lives. And that's what I want for this country. I mean, I said earlier, David Brooks, you know, New York Times hack, and he says Trump has made people around him worse. And I'm thinking, that is so much nonsense. How this man even says something like that? I would say, David Brooks, you've made people around you worse. You've spread your poison. And Donald Trump, look, he wants excellence. And sometimes you can be a jerk by wanting excellence. I'm a jerk at times because I want excellence. I don't want to deliver half behind, as my grandma would say, half behind, you know, news or commentary or whatever. I want to deliver something that is the best of me. I don't always do it, and I hold myself accountable, but I want to, and I want the people around me. I want us giving you our all. And David Brooks says Trump has made people worse. How do you become a billionaire making people around you worse? How do you do that? Huh? Look, the only way you build things the way Trump does is when you make people better. And I would love to get people that would come on and not defend Trump. He doesn't need defending. But I would love to get people to come on and say, you know what, David Brooks, you know nothing about Donald Trump. I know this one girl came on, a Hispanic woman, and said, Donald Trump made me a VP. I would have never learned what I learned unless I worked with a man like him. Now, that's only one story, so I don't want to deal in anecdotes. But what I want to tell you is these people know nothing. They spout stuff off, and these leftists, they know nothing about you. They know nothing about your way of life. They may be part of the human race, but they are so far removed in terms of what you do on a day-to-day basis in your life, it's ridiculous. And yet, they want to legislate you. They want to tell you how to think, how to be, how to feel, you name it. To heck with them. You know what? It's time that we take a stand and let them know we're not going to deal with this anymore. Colbert, the hack comedian, he went to the hotel where supposedly Trump did the pee-pee thing. If you don't know what that story is, don't even bother looking it up. It's so ridiculous. But he considers that to be comedy. And meanwhile, what's Trump doing? He's christening the USS Gerald Ford and giving tribute to Ford. I talked about him earlier with respect to Chevy Chase. Anyway, folks, a lot to talk about. Trump's problem with Sessions coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. So there's been a lot of discussion around Trump and Jeff Sessions, and I hadn't weighed in on it because, you know what, it didn't hit my radar. I didn't think about the other implications of it, because let's face it, I've been, you know, busy with other things. Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever they call themselves, nincompoops, zombies, brain dead morons, they keep us busy. But I do want to weigh in on it, because you've been asking, Kevin, what are your thoughts on it? And so you made me think, and I was thinking, I like Jeff Sessions. He's a likable guy, isn't he? You look at him, he's got those big old ears, just makes you want to grab him. Go, hey, Jeff, what's up? I mean, you know he got teased as a kid. Most politicians did. That's why they went into politics. They were the brains and the schemers and things like this. While you were, you know, playing your sport or your musical instrument or learning your craft in, you know, woodworking class or whatever, if they still have that. Who knows if they have that stuff. Politicians were scheming. They were learning about people and human nature. And they take it to the next level. But they're generally not going to be your athlete. That's why it's shocking when a Navy SEAL becomes a politician or a former athlete. Because you're like, what? Wait a minute, you want to give up actually doing something? And now you want to go into this? See, politicians is the ethereal world of thought and, you know, conniving and things like this where nothing really gets done per se. You are at the behest of the people. You don't create anything. You really don't. You can bring order to things and you can certainly rationalize your existence. And I'm not anti-politician any more than I'm anti-government, but I believe you should have limited responsibilities as a politician, as in, you know, which in effect means limited government. You're nothing more than a person who we put in charge to say, hey, look at the landscape of things and let me know how the world is working, and then let's order it a bit. Can't have chaos, right? We need traffic lights. You need stop signs. You need rules that govern society that we follow, but to a point. Okay, we all need to stop at a four-way stop. We shouldn't just blast through it. It didn't take that many wrecks to figure that out. But once we put the stop signs up, you guys need to back away. You know, we'll see what happens next. Let life evolve, and then we'll figure things out. But politicians don't. Politicians don't let life evolve. See, so let's take the four-way stop as an example. Four-way stop, everybody notices, oh, we keep crashing into each other. We should have a stop, you know, places where we stop. So everybody stops. Then nobody knows what to do. So they say, I'll tell you what, make it clockwise, or whoever gets there first. So, good rule. It's a rule of thumb. So we do that. Or we do stoplights. But who's to say that the rule is go, you know, counterclockwise or whoever got there first? If we all stopped, why can't we all go? So then somebody goes, you know, stop signs don't always work in the busier intersections. So let's do stop lights, right? Observation, make a rule, put in stop lights, and somehow we govern the stop light. You get what I'm saying? That's the evolution of things. But here's what politicians will do. Politicians will jump in the middle of it, and they'll say, let's put a stop light up, and let's put a camera that watches you to make sure that you follow exactly the rules that you up for whatever, yellow, you get what I'm saying. They don't just say, let's evolve it. If there aren't any wrecks on that corner, why do I need a big brother camera there? People may be running that light. I don't know. But whether they are or they aren't, politicians say, let's put a camera there. We'll make sure everybody follows the rules. And when they don't, we'll penalize them. There don't have to be any wrecks there. We'll just put a camera. Now, if there were lots of wrecks there, you may say, you know what? We're going to change the traffic pattern a bit. Make the yellow a little longer or something. You know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, make rules regarding your gasoline, your car. It has to be a certain efficiency. Then they, oh my goodness, we've made cars so efficient, we aren't raising enough tax money in gasoline. So then they say, well, here's what we'll do. We'll fix it by doing a mileage tax. We'll judge the number of miles that you drive, and you'll pay a tax based on that. You're not paying enough road taxes by way of your property taxes and your gasoline taxes. They will jump in the middle of something to say, we have to make sure that we are funding ourselves, even though they're the reason that they're not funding themselves. You get what I'm saying? So politicians are a strange breed to begin with. But I want to talk specifically about Jeff Sessions because he's a nice guy. But let me tell you something, and this is going to, a lot of conservatives and Republicans are not going to like what I have to say, but I'm going to tell you, this is the way I see it from the standpoint of why is Donald Trump doing what he's doing, which is he came out publicly and said, I would have fired, you know, it really made me mad when Sessions recused himself. And he's been saying that publicly, and I didn't hear Tucker say this, but I know he said it. Because I saw the headline that said Tucker asked President Trump to not be public about, you know, jumping on Sessions. But let me explain the Sessions-Trump issue, okay? Or Trump-Sessions, even if you want to do it that way. Sessions isn't tough enough to be on Trump's team. It's really that simple. See, I've worked with people like Donald Trump, men that, quite frankly, I respect as much, if not more. And I know him very well. And I'll tell you, without being self-serving or, you know, trying to make myself look big, I'm just like him. See, Trump keeps Sessions around because of loyalty. That's it. That's the only reason Sessions hasn't been fired. Well, there may be two. And I'll get to the second one in a minute. But Sessions was an early adopter of Donald Trump, if you guys remember. And so Trump sees that as, when all these other Republicans were sort of poo-pooing on me, Jeff Sessions stepped up. Early adopters are what we call them. And we've been trained as a society not to want turnover. So we conservatives say, keep Jeff Sessions. Come on, man. You know, and he's under fire for all the wrong reasons. But Trump doesn't care about what other people think about Sessions. He cares that Sessions showed weakness. He's not tough enough. If it weren't for the Russia investigation, and this is the second reason that Trump's keeping him, I believe he would have let Sessions go earlier. But to some degree, he doesn't want to give the left fodder, you know, over this whole Russia thing. Like, oh, Sessions was fired because of Russia. He doesn't. Sessions would not be let go because of Russia directly, meaning, you get what I'm saying? Trump's not worried about the Russian investigation. He would let Sessions go because Sessions recused himself at a point where Donald Trump wanted Sessions to show strength. If there's anything you've noticed about Donald Trump, he doesn't back down from the left. That is the only secret to working with the left, is you don't back down. You must stand your ground. And Sessions didn't do that. He showed weakness when he should have shown strength. He should have said to the left, I don't care what you think. I don't have anything to do with the Russian deal. I will not recuse myself. And in fact, I'll be all over this investigation. That's what Donald Trump doesn't like about Sessions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. You got to do that making your kung fu moves. KJRadio.com. And move your mouth like, you know, the old Chinese movies. Your father can beat up the counselor of the village. I used to love those movies, by the way. If you were into the kung fu flicks, raise your hand. Mine's up. Anyway, glad you guys are here. So the Democrats, as you know, are struggling. We don't hear much about it. It's funny to me to watch all the commotion around Donald Trump and the Republicans and this, that, and the other. I now hear Mueller's looking at Manafort to see if he's laundering money for the Russians, and go for it. Hey, let's say Manafort is laundering money for the Russians. What's that got to do with Trump? Nothing. Yeah, I mean, go for it. Donald Trump said, he's already said, look, if there's people, any of my satellites that are doing anything wrong, this is what he said to Comey. Go for it. Get them. America wants clean. They want people to no longer, you know, I mean, America wants people to fess up. You know, get out in the open. Make government open. So that, there you have it. But anyway, the Democrats are in disarray, and what they're looking for is, yeah, I told you guys earlier, they're looking for their slogan, their message. You know, it's got to be under a couch cushion somewhere. And maybe, hey, you know what? Check between the car. You know that little gap between the shifter and your seat? It may be there. Go look, Democrats. Oh, man. They love their slogans, though. Democrats do, because slogans are just, you know, it's a quick sound bite that says, yes, we can. But we can what? Yes, we can torpedo the country. Yes, we can get your child into college. Yes, we can take the economy off the cliff. What does it mean? They love those. Yes, we can come up with nonsense and anybody else can. Here's a list. I had some 2016 slogans that were tried by Hillary Clinton. By the way, there were 84 she tried total. These are the ones that sort of stuck. Just to put it in perspective. Hillary for America. Wonderful. That's your message. I'm for America. Except when it comes to citizens and those people doing it by the rules. I mean, but if you're an illegal or if you're a Muslim refugee, then I'm for you. I'm all for you. Woohoo! Go, girl. Which brings me to forward together. We can move forward together. Or, this is where they settle on this one at the very end? Because there's others, but I'm with her. And that kind of backfired because people were like, what do you mean I'm with her? Shouldn't you be with us? Hillary should have said, I'm with them. Or I'm with you. That would have been more inviting. I'm with her. Like, you jump on my train. Then there was fighting for us. Who is us? Not the deplorables, not the conservatives. I'm just giving you something that she did. Then she said, stronger together. Who again? Are we talking about us and them? Or who? All of your special interest weirdos? The freaks? And then this is the one that they really thought was, they hoped, because it brought in an element of Michelle Obama. But when they go low, we go high. That one always cracked me up. Like, if Trump reaches over into our crotchular region, we go high. We smack him. When they go low, we go high. I jokingly said when they go low, we get high. I don't know what. I mean, think about it. Hillary for America, Ford together, fighting for us. I'm with her, stronger together. How about this? Hillary forward for America together, fighting for us. I'm with her together, so we can go low when they go high. I mean, it's ridiculous. What does it mean? And buried in there. Here's what I get. This is the fun part of it for me. What does it mean? What are you trying to tell me? Hillary for America. Okay, great. So what are you going to do for America? Jeez. Hadn't quite gotten beyond my soundbite. Okay, well, let's try this one. Forward together. What are we going towards? A better America, maybe? Fighting for us. Okay, what are you fighting for, Hillary? I want you to have, it'll come to me. I'm with her. What are you trying to say? Don't even go there, Hillary, because no worry about it. Stronger together. Okay, how are we going to be stronger together? Explain it. Are we weak now? Where do we get stronger? Well, you get what I'm saying? If you press them beyond that, they have nothing to say. It's shocking to me that none of those stuck. Woo! Hillary forward for America together, fighting for us. I'm with her stronger together, so when they go low, we go high. Now, that's a mouthful, Monica. And I suspect, in all of this, the Democrats remain drunk on Obama's slogan, you know, change we can believe in, and thus rejected Hillary's attempt to change the change we can believe in, and now the Democrats find themselves in a quandary. We documented their search for this elusive message. I watched Hillary flounder around, as I mentioned, 84 different messages. They all failed miserably. And the Democratic House Caucus, Joe Crowley, said at the time that message is being worked on. We're doing everything we can to simplify, but at the same time provide the meat behind it. We want a simple message with some meat. Oh, man. And then GQ, this guy, he's an anti-Trumper, but he writes this. In the midst of a reeling Republican presidential administration that may or may not be imploding in spectacular fashion. It may or it may not be. Hey, here's a hint for you, buddy. It's not. He says the Democrats have rolled out their slogan for the 2018 midterm congressional elections. Have you heard this? Have you heard the slogan? Which one of you prepped this story? Because I know you've heard it. Did you hear it? No. Okay. Well, good. Then this is all news to you. Yeah, they've rolled out a new slogan. And he says, my friends, the fight for the soul of the country is in the hands of people who came up with this. A better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages. I'm serious. That's it. A better deal, : better skills, better jobs, better wages. That's it. Nice. Newer and more improved, huh? Okay. Or what about, the last was good, but this is better? Or, no, let's do this one. Let's do better than better? Yeah. And then the Trump-hating GQ article continues. Here's what it says. Congratulations to those who reflectively whispered, Papa John's, before burying your head in your arms, sobbing quietly. For God's sake, it's only been 2 weeks since the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee invited the Internet to vote on which inane resistance-themed Pinterest meme it should turn into a 2018 bumper sticker. In other words, this guy's saying they're relying on the Internet, which I don't have a problem with that. People can be very clever. I tell you guys all the time, you shock me with how clever you are. But these guys are, this is,
This is absolutely lunacy at its finest. I love this. Let me go on. Okay, then he says, 13 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes since the internet responded by mercilessly roasting them for it. So the leftists didn't help them. They crushed them. He says, but instead of promptly firing every Don Draper knockoff involved in the creation of these abominations, the people charged with wresting control of the country, get this, from a senile bigot less than 18 months from today, are indeed poised to roll out what sounds like a marketing tagline for Corinthian colleges. See, I love this. This guy admits the left has no message, and they poll tested a message that even they themselves have laughed at. Let me explain what happened with Donald Trump when he came up with his message. He didn't poll test. He didn't do anything. Donald Trump was making a speech somewhere talking about why he's doing this, why he's willing to give up his fortune to some degree, his time, and all these other things. And he was speaking from the heart, and he says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make America great again. He just said it. We're going to put America first. That's it. He spoke from the heart. He spoke from the gut. We're going to make America great again. People, make America great again. Somebody around him goes, that's a great idea. So he goes, yeah, that's it. Make America great again. And then he started selling hats. And I'm going to tell you, I got a friend. He was making, you guys will think I'm lying. It's a true story. He's making $3,000 a day for a solid 6 months selling hats. Haven't heard from that Negro since. Barry is in the wind. Barry, I salute you, my friend. But look, there's more to it. There's more to this whole story. When we come back, I want to talk about it. I'm telling you, the left really don't know what to do. They're really scrambling. We've talked about it, but I want to go into it in a little bit more detail from a leftist perspective, not from my perspective. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We are talking about slogans. By the way, I looked through the slogans from 2008 to 2016. Oh, my gosh. Why do they bother? I'm not just talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about Barack Obama's 2012 slogans. I'm talking about Romney. I'm talking about all these people that ran for office, every single one of them, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, Bernie Sanders. I keep wanting to call Bernie Sanders Barry. I don't know what it is because he's certainly no football player. And on, all of them. And they're the corniest things. Holy cow. But Donald Trump's, he captured it all. He really did. It's the perfect theme, the perfect slogan for the time, Make America Great Again. Because you know what it means? It so drove home what Barack Obama had done, which is to not make America great again, to denigrate America, to lower the standards of the world by lowering the standards of the beacon of the world. And so, Make America Great. See, a lot of them, Make America Great!
They all have a lot of that. America. I'm for America. America for you. Americas, we love you. You know, you are America. I mean, there's all these trite, but Donald Trump didn't do Make America Great. He didn't make America great again. It wasn't MAG. It wasn't MAG. It was MAGA. Make America great again. And it pointed the finger at baby black Jesus. And the left didn't like that. But that's partially why it stuck. Because people knew Donald Trump was saying, America's no longer great. Not after that nonsense. No, you want greatness. And see, what it did is it went after Barack Obama. Remember when Romney goes, I don't want to go after Barack Obama because it might alienate the black people. Hey, Romney, you'd already done it. You were demonized already with a bunch of white bread knucklehead politicos that ran his campaign that didn't know jack about black folks, really don't know jack about the human condition. Donald Trump did, quote, everything wrong. And yet, where does he sit? His big butt sits in the White House. Hallelujah! Because he said, I don't care about convention. See, you're so used to running political campaigns on convention the same way you're used to running D.C. on a convention. This is the way it's supposed to be. We've always done it like this. As a management consultant to some of the largest companies in the world, let me tell you the biggest mistake you can make as a company, the biggest red flag that goes off when a management consultant walks into your office and you say, we've always done it like this. And then my first thought is, and that's why I'm here. That's why you need me. What happens with people is it becomes incestuous. I tell my team all the time, I don't want you listening to my ideas. My ideas are me loving me. You know? It's like, hey, I just got an idea. I love myself for having my beautiful, sexy idea. And then I'm selling it to you going, isn't my idea sexy? And you're going, yeah, boss. It's very sexy, your idea. It really is. All the derivative things that can come from the idea, the babies, if you will, my idea baby daddy, baby whatever, you know what I'm saying? All these are my cherins. Those ideas that you then spawn are the seed, come from the seed of me. I don't want that. I want you to spawn your own doggone children. I want my lion cubs to lead the pride and go find yourself some new territory. Can I just preach a little bit? Whew, somebody, thank you. Thank you. Somebody came over and just James Brown me. Hang that cape up for me over there. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Anyway, you don't want the same ideas. And Donald Trump is saying to D.C., I'm not going to let you run like you've been running. Get out of here. Make America great again. Points a finger at Barack Obama, who did nothing except take what D.C. did and then put it on steroids and ruin this country. And he says, we're going to make America great again. And he said it because it came from his heart. And people resonated because people were tired of it. Why can't we say that? Whole generation of kids that don't know they should be loving on this country. So the GQ writer, the anti-Trump putz leftist, he writes this. Given that Make America Great Again has become the preferred salutation at NRA events and has probably made the world's producers of generic red baseball caps into gazillionaires, it has. Hey, Barry. I understand why Democrats feel the urge to craft some hashtagable one-liner to lead the charge. But obsessively tinkering with the slogan continues to ignore the problem, which is, as my colleague Drew McGarry recently put it, that the Democrats still don't have a unified message other than some tepid variation of, actually, we are the party of the white working class, or this is not normal. Or, hey, did we mention that we're not Donald Trump? He goes on to say this. The Republican Party backs up its stupid slogans with substantive promises. And while I'll eat my shoe on Facebook Live if Mexico ever pays for the wall, simply taking a stand for something was enough to win control of the entire government. Prepare to eat your shoe, fathead. Mexico will pay for the wall. It may not appear to you that they are, but they will pay for the wall. But he goes on to say this. Meanwhile, the Democrats keep brainstorming vapid catchphrases and hoping that the next iteration will be more hashtag viral than the last. See, the fact is, folks, Trump is more than mere words. His slogan is how he feels, and that's why leftists can't find their message. Pay attention to what I just said there. Donald Trump says what he feels. His slogan is not a slogan. It is what he is. It embodies him. It is the samurai to the sword. The sword is not a sword in and of itself. It is a piece of the deliverer, the samurai. He is naked without his sword. Donald Trump is naked without his slogan because that is who he is. That samurai, when he pulls that sword, somebody must die. Yeah. See, the leftists don't have that. They come, I'm with her. And then you go, that's a pronoun. That could go with anybody. If you wear that shirt, who the heck are you with? And why are you with her? How about, I'm with America? That would have worked a little better. How's your slogan? My slogan is, I'm with her. Okay, My slogan is, make America great again. So, what's our message? I think we know. Now they get, the left wants to give us better skills, better jobs, better wages. I see your raise, I raise you back. Make America great again. Even the moron who wrote the GQ article recognizes that the Democrats offer merely empty words. Here's what he wrote. Voters want better skills, better jobs, and better wages, and better health care, and a stronger social safety net, and a fairer tax system, and so on and so forth. But the party desperately needs to decide which policies it plans to support in order to effectuate these outcomes. Even if some of the more tantalizing possibilities, get what he likes, single-payer health care, or federal minimum wage hike, or whatever, are more aspirational at this particular moment in history than anything else. It's cool that the Democrats are not Donald Trump, he writes. Being something other than Donald Trump is great. Now they need to figure out who they are instead. See, again, he doesn't get it. First of all, the litany of things the left want, single-payer health care, doesn't work anywhere. I can tell you right now, they brag about this stuff in France. They brag about it in Canada. None of them would dare go over and actually go look at the process. Go look at the number of Canadians who come down from the north to go to where? Our hospitals. They wouldn't dare go look at a hospital in where they're doing socialized medicine and report back to you because it would burst their freaking narrative. The federal minimum wage, if they took this thing to its logical conclusion, we would be in dramatic socialism. In fact, there's an example right now in Venezuela. They got almost a $13 minimum wage. And you know what they have? People with no jobs, starving to death, and can't even, gone through their savings, riding in the streets, eating out of trash cans. That's their middle class. Why? Because they implemented a mandatory minimum wage, drove all the other prices up, essentially brought hyperinflation to the economy. And oh, by the way, and this has been my argument ever since people bring it up, it took the people who were already poor or on fixed incomes and it cut their salaries. I don't know what it cut theirs by, but in America, it would cut their ability to purchase in half. That's what you'd be doing to the poor. Mostly to the age and those, you know, the youngsters and the single parents and things like this. You'd be cutting them out. No, he's exactly right. It's being something other than Donald Trump is exactly what their strategy is, and that's their problem. If they were to stop trying to be the anti-Trump and start figuring out that Trump knows what he's doing, they'd be a lot more successful.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.